KO4 NUE.
Hey, KO4 NUE, hey.
Daniel, what kind of vehicle you got?
White Expedition.
You be good. You be good. When you get a mile out, give me a holler and I'll meet you up at the end of the trail. And if you get an Expedition, you won't have any problems. But you're not gonna get in here with a car. So I'll see you in a bit.
I'm 20 minutes out to 403, I guess. I'll see you in a few.
0TR. Just listening to a song reminded us of you. Chant down in the boondocks.
Oh yeah, I'm in the docks, bud. And the boon is on the other side of the river. So I'm pretty close.
Listening off and on, we're down here at Publix and Taylor's. We just left and snurfing up some good old dead chicken, spicy breaded wings, and some Chicago French bread. How say you?
What's got it going on, Tom? Daniel's coming up, gonna spend the afternoon with me and do a meet and greet with him. And I stopped by Walmart and grabbed some hamburgers. I'm gonna do hot dogs, but I've changed my mind. So we'll do some hamburgers and kind of show him around the place a little bit and meet. How's Miss Bernice today?
She got a mouthful of chicken over there and a piece of French bread, Chad. She's doing okay. We've been out in the yard working, and I just decided to give her a break there on the dinner and went down there and got that. We'll add some good old Van Camp's pork and beans, or all these pork and beans, and maybe a little cucumber salad or something with it. Did you finish off all them German treats?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm going to take a gamble and say she ain't listening. So the little Ziploc bag with the little brown morsels in it, I'm not exactly sure she saw those. They might have fell out in a special cabinet here in the cabin before she got here. But, they're kind of all gone, except for maybe those.
Those are called pepper nuisance. And I ate several of those when I come back from getting a blood draw the other morning before I ate breakfast. And I can tell you this much, they got quite a bit of pepper in them. And you will be regular.
On both ends, huh?
That's a good way of putting it. I like them. I just ate two of them just a little while ago. They make a nice little treat. Her sister used to make those a lot for her kids. And generally around Oktoberfest, Bernice makes a big batch of them and throws them out there. They're just nice for a nice little bite-size thing.
I know. And I love hot stuff. I mean, I'm one of these guys that's habanero hot. You just can't get it hot enough for me. But spice doesn't bother me too much. But at any rate, well, Tom, I'm gonna step on out. I'm gonna get this charcoal going. And it was a pleasure talking to you. And hello, Miss Bernice. And I'll say 7-3, bud, and I'll talk at you later. And no bear, I haven't seen hides or hair of him, so maybe he's, or no sign, trash can was upside down again, but no bear.
Outstanding. I think I told you we had a hawk on the side of the chicken pen trying to reach in and get him a chicken there yesterday or day before, and boy, I'm telling you, I scared him off with a little inch and a half firecracker out the window. But that makes me nervous when they get that close. So we put him up in the roost last night. Have a good day, Chad. And nice talking to you. Catch you down the line, KO4NUE and 0TR.
KI4DTY. KI4DTY.
I think I may be here. I'm coming up to basically a little roundabout, dead end.
Go to the roundabout and come straight back up the road you came. And at the end of that road, it's going to take a hard turn to the right. You'll see a red gate that is open. Come in through that red gate and just follow the road on down.
Turn around and go back where I came a little ways.
So there is no address for this place. It is a plat number. So I sent you to the nearest address I could find. So turn around on the roundabout and come all the way back up the road, I don't know, quarter of a mile. And then as soon as it turns to the hard right, you'll see a red gate that's open in front of you. Just come on down that drive.
I would basically keep going straight instead of taking this hard right, correct?
No surprises on the road.
I'm thinking, I'm sure it's my radio, but coming down like a gravel leaf covered driveway now, I guess.